We will keep them informed on everything. And actually, there is no allowance for a board to opt out of the formula. It is an executive order, so we have to follow the governor's guidelines. So that is the case in this situation. But as always, you know, they've been a part of all the information that we've provided. They'll continue to be a part of that, but they will be a part of the decision as we make, but will it be a formal vote? Probably not, because, again, it's this consultant that we, I guess I didn't mention that. It also, the plan has to be approved by a consultant designated by MDE and MDA, Minnesota Department of Ed and Minnesota Department of Health, which has to sign off on any plan that we have. So even if we decided something, if they said no, it won't work, we have to go back to the planning board. So it's all very convoluted at this time, but we're working through it, and we'll make sure we have the best plan in place. And our utmost importance is making sure our kids are safe in a secure environment. So we purchased masks and face shields, so we're ready to go there, and we will set whether they can come back in person or whether it's going to be distance learning.